All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, so I wanted to talk on Walgreens and their security guards. So in a way, this is going to be a two-for-one special, but at the same time, I am calling out both Walgreens and their security guards because something shady is going on. Now, I don't know if all their security guards is like that. I don't know if all Walgreens locations are like this, but overall, an investigation needs to be opened up towards Walgreens, and somebody needs to answer for all these things that you got going on, from people being wrongfully accused of stealing, and they in there trying to promote your guys' business. They're in there doing business with you guys, and you're giving them the worst Walgreens experience possible, all right? Now, one thing I am going to say is, throughout this episode, if I make a mistake and say Walmart, Walgreens is going to be put in the title. I'm saying Walgreens now to let you guys know I am talking about Walgreens, not Walmart. So if I make a mistake, forgive me. Just imagine that, yeah, it just your brain auto-corrects my Walmart mistakes to Walgreens, all right? So, but anyways, no, so let's overall talk on the first experience that was brought to my attention. So, some nights ago, my friend had contacted me and she sent me a video of her interaction in Walgreens. So, originally, I didn't know what her business was in that Walgreens. I didn't know what she was doing. I didn't know what she had going on. But here's the thing, though, all right? And I know people are going to probably be all like, well, why did you start off like this? No, but hear me out, though. Hear me out. My friend is doing well in life to the point where she don't have to steal. I would imagine that if she really wanted something, she would ask. My thing is this, all right? And if or when this friend ever hears this podcast episode, understand this. If there is ever a situation where you want to get a candle, if you want to get some Band-Aids, I don't care what it is that you need. If you are in a situation where you do not have the money, but here's the thing though. I'm not going to say I know she got the money, but I'm just going to say that she's doing better than me. So, and I told her that. I told her that maybe a few days ago, where I'm like, fam, you are doing better than me. And so it's one of those things where I'm like, look, but like I was saying, if there is ever a time where you need something and you do not have the funds, do not steal. I got you, okay? Like, that's something that I'm like, I would imagine that she would contact somebody or just not even go out. That's the one thing about this friend. It's like, she is no different than me. If I know, because I'm going to just say this for myself, and I guarantee and I promise you, she's going to agree and say that is me too. But my thing is this, if I know I don't have no money, I'm not going out. I'm not going out nowhere. I'm not hanging out with people. I'm not doing nothing. I'm like, I am broke. I am going to stay at home and I am going to make money. But I am not going out. I'm not going to no sneaker stores. I'm not going to a GameStop's. I don't even want to go outside and walk. I don't even want to just go outside, period. I'm like, I'm not leaving until I got the funds, okay? That's me. That's my life. That's my motto. So I know for a fact that I would never in life steal. Maybe, yeah, as a kid, because kids don't know no better. But even then, you still don't steal, all right? Because it's messed up to just mess up a business like that, all right? But as you get older, all right, my thing is this. If you are in a struggling, and I mean struggling situation, to where you can't count on people to help you out, you can't. I would imagine that, yeah, probably somebody would be like, okay, I can see that you're struggling. I can see that you need something to eat. You know, I'm going to help you out this time, but next time you're going to have to tell somebody something. But I'm like, and that's the thing where I'm like, I couldn't even bring myself to doing no stuff like that. If I was in a struggling situation where I'm like homeless, for an example, right? Let's say I'm homeless and got nothing to provide, all right? And if I'm going inside of a store, I'm like, can I please do some sort of work just so I could get just one meal? That's it. That's all that I need. Just one meal. Just I don't care if I'm sweeping. I don't care if I'm stocking shelves. I don't care what it is that you guys need me to do. Can I just do something around this store just so I could get at least just one meal? Just something to get me through the night. That's it. That's all I ask for. Who knows? Maybe they might look at it. It's like, you want to work? We just gonna offer you a full-time job. Cool. Bless. I appreciate that. You know, that's how you should go about things. But the thing is this, though. I will say that there are people in this world where they just got like a stealing addiction. I think that's when they call it a kleptomaniac or something like that. They got a straight up stealing addiction. They anything that they can see, they can steal. But here's the thing, though. My friend that I have known since I was a kid, I know for a fact at this point in time of her life, she, and I feel like even before, years ago when we very first had met, I feel like even back then, she wouldn't have done no stuff like that. If I didn't know who I was, and I didn't know who she was, but I seen like a picture of myself and her, and somebody were to ask me who's most likely to steal between these two, I would point myself out. And I know me. I know me. And I still will point myself out just because she just doesn't look like that type of person to steal. The thing is this. When I tell you guys, and I don't even mean this in a disrespectful way to this friend, but when I tell you guys that she is a small person, and that's one thing that, like, I paid attention to is her fashion. She don't wear, like, baggy clothes. For the most part, her clothes is like, you know, that's one thing that I am going to try to do is talk her into getting into content, creating more, because, no, she recently had got into it, and I'm gonna talk on all this stuff here in a moment, but, no, that's one thing about it is, like, her fashion, it's like she wears like tight clothing. She don't wear clothing where it's like it's baggy and it look like you can hide. Like, I feel like if she tried to take something, it's gonna stick out, you know, unless it's like what, some a lint, a feather. I have to say that's probably the only thing that she would be able to hide if she was taking it from somewhere. But any other item bigger than that, like an item that got size and weight to it, yeah, there's no way possible she's hiding that. All right, so but anyways, so she goes into a Walgreens. She's getting her medicine. So, no, let me just give you guys a step-by-step of what she did. What she told me, what she did, and what's in the police report, what she said in videos, literally everywhere. Her story has not changed. But the security guard story, though, I'm going to talk on the security guard here in a moment, all right? Because he's the main star of the show. But so, anyways, so she walks into Walgreens. She's getting her medicine. She goes to the pharmacy section. Guess her medicine wasn't ready yet. So I imagine she probably was either going to walk back to her car. Who knows? Maybe she might have been walking around to look through the shelves or something. Within seconds of her walking away from the pharmacy section, security guard approaches her, corners her, starts accusing her of stealing, talking about, oh, the manager told me through my little earpiece that he seen you stealing. Oh, I got you on camera. Oh, there's other cameras that caught you. So she's asking for all of this. She's asking for the manager. She's asking for the camera footage. This guy is not providing nothing. I guess he must have been thinking along the lines like, oh, well, she's probably ain't gonna know no better, and she probably ain't gonna be thinking about all that stuff, and she gonna get all scared and concerned, and probably she gonna be thinking along the lines like, oh, well, maybe I did steal or something. But no, my friend, she is smart. She is a college-educated person. She is smart, all right? I ain't even trying to gas her up or hype her up right now. I'm just spitting facts, okay? Okay, so anyways, so she's asking for all these things that the security guard is telling her, saying like, oh, I got you on camera. Okay, provide the camera footage. Oh, well, the manager told me, okay, call the manager. Oh, well, the cops are gonna get called. Okay, call the police. Do something, bruh. Like, but it's like you sitting here accusing me. It's like, okay, then, bruh, do your job. But you're sitting here arguing with somebody about some stuff that never even happened in the first place. So anyways, it wasn't even him that had called the cops. It was her that had called the cops. Filed a whole police report. Police reports available. I think she did post it on TikTok, but I think she posted it as a TikTok story. I don't think she posted it to where it like stayed, but I'm pretty sure she might post it again, whether it's a YouTube video or just on social media or something. But so anyways, so the police report, so it was stated that the cops had asked the guy, can we get the security footage? And he was like, so actually it was the body camera. He claimed that the body camera had captured her stealing. So when they asked for it, he said, no, it don't work. And I think he had on like two body cameras. I think he had one on his waist and then one where it would usually be at on your chest. Why? I've never seen somebody have a body camera on their waist. I think it was that he had. I know he had two badges, and I was like, that found that weird. Maybe it might have just been one body camera. But regardless, he did say, though, that the body camera did not work. And then when they asked them, like, oh, well, who was it that told you that she was stealing? Now, he said in the video that it was the manager that told him that she was stealing. But when they asked him when the police had asked him, he straight panicked and said, oh, I can't give out that information. I'm confused because I'm like, that's something where I'm like, if I know I seen somebody stealing, right? Like, let's say I'm a security guard and I just seen somebody stealing, or even if I didn't, but the manager told me, hey, come up here real quick. This person's stealing. Go take a picture, escort them out. Okay, cool. I'm like, all I need to do. And even if I don't want to do that, even if let's say they look crazy and I'm like, no, I'm not approaching them. We got to call the cops. And they're like, but you're security. Yes, but I'm a smart security man. I'm not going to approach somebody that look crazy. So therefore, I'm like, fire me. But at the end of the day, if this person got a gun or a knife, and all I'm equipped with, if I'm like you're a like normal security guard, where most likely I'm just going to be equipped with maybe a flashlight and some pepper spray. I'm like, fam, pepper spray ain't going to do nothing. If that person is a psychopath, if they're crazy and they belong in a home, yeah, pepper spray and a flashlight ain't going to do nothing. What, blind? Give them the worst blinding of their whole life? Yeah, that's not going to do nothing. I'm like, so you guys got to call the cops. Somebody that's equipped for stuff like this. Call me whatever you want to call me, but at the end of the day, at least I'm gonna be a smart security guard, all right? But if I'm like one of them security guards where it's like I'm a cop security guard, right, where it's like I have police training, where I am pretty much a police officer, but they just got me working in a security business, then I'm like, okay, cool. Then I'm like, I am a cop, and I would take it upon myself to handle whatever situation that needs to be handled. But other than that, if I am a security guard for some security business that exists and I'm not no police officer, then bruh, I'm not going to be doing no police officer jobs. So say I'm the worst security guard of all time, but I'm like, fam, at least I'm going to be smart when I'm doing these things. That's why I'm like, I'm not no security guard, because I'm like, nah, man, I know people can be crazy. So that's why I ain't going to fool with this. So, but anyways, yeah, he didn't provide nothing to the police officers pretty much. So my friend, that I think it was the same day, but anyways, it was either the same day or the next day, but regardless, she sent me the video, and she was like, should I post this video? And I said 100% yes, post that video right now. I'm like, you got to post that video and expose that. Okay, I ain't hit her with it right now, but I was like, I did say no, post that video and expose that guy for what he did to you, because that's messed up to put you through some stuff like that. She posted that video. I honestly did not believe that it, not even so much as believe, but I just didn't think, it didn't cross my mind like on how viral that video was going to get. When I mean like this video went viral, you got famous TikTokers talking about it. She was on our local news station. You got like articles of this story. So along with that, then me and her, we started seeing a reoccurring event with Walgreens and their security guards. So there was a situation, she sent me two of the stories. There was one situation where a pregnant woman, I believe she said was, I knocked some stuff over, but a pregnant woman was followed. Hold on for a second, let me see, pregnant. So alleged Tennessee shoplifter sues Walgreens after employee shoots her 7 times. My thing is this, if I ever seen somebody stealing in a Walmart, I'm not gonna shoot them 7 times over it. So just reading off this article, hold on for a second, there's like some stuff, hopefully they ain't play all out loud. But anyways, a Tennessee woman is suing Walgreens after an employee of a retail giant suspected her of shoplifting and shot her 7 times in the store parking lot, leaving her in critical condition. Last April, the East Nashville Walgreens employee, I'm not going to say their name, suspected a seven months pregnant, not going to say their name either, on her friend was, wait, pregnant, or her friend was attempting to shoplift Walgreens merchandise from their store, according to court paperwork filed Wednesday and obtained by Fox Business. According to Metropolitan Nashville Police Department, such and such had been notified by another employee that two women were stealing items from their store located at an address, just for protective reasons. Such and such said he saw the woman placing an item in the store cart and into a large over-the-shoulder bag and began recording the woman with his cell phone. He proceeded to follow them as they left the store without paying, according to police. Such and such told police that he made his way over to the woman as they put items in their trunk. Such and such claimed in the lawsuit that another such and such never identified himself as an employee and aggressively confronted them about the alleged merchandise while cursing and screaming. Such and such claimed in the suit that she sprayed, the security guard, victim claimed that they, because I'm like, the such and such and such and such, that was throwing me off, and I'm like, bro, I'm the one that started it. So, the victim claimed in the suit that she sprayed the suspect, the security guard, with mace in fear of imminent bodily harm to, a baby and herself, the court documents stated. Then that's when the security guard shot her up to 7 times, which resulted in serious bodily harm to her and her baby. So, yeah, but my thing is this, though. You know, I get that if you've seen somebody, because I'm like, there was a Bartels that I used to go to all the time. And I'll never forget the time when I was up there getting me a protein shake. And this guy, he bum rushed the cashier, grabbed all these cigarette cartons, was gone, all right? That was one occasion where I seen somebody in there still. And then another time, I think this guy had to have been crazy or something because he just completely ignored. He didn't look like the type that had like a business suit and was not. He looked like somebody that was crazy, that would be walking around screaming at traffic type crazy. But so anyways, so he walks in, grabs a carton of orange juice, starts drinking it. Didn't pay for it. He just started drinking on it, walked right out the store. Security guard did approach him and said, hey, you gotta pay for that. But he just walked off because he knew, yeah, that guy's crazy. Ain't even gonna be bothered with him. That's what you're supposed to do as a security guard. But the thing is this. When you're a security guard, now I imagine, let me just see if they got like, because I think when you're like 7 months pregnant, your stomach is gonna be out a little bit, right? So 7 month pregnant. Okay, pregnant woman. Let's just see what it looks like when a woman is 7 months pregnant. Okay, so for the most part, they're showing everybody's that's taking photos like of their pregnancy. You can clearly see that they're pregnant. Now, I don't know how this woman looked. I don't know because I'm not trying to sound rude when I say this, but I don't know if she was a larger woman or a smaller woman, but regardless, though, I imagine that if, you know, like, yeah, you'll be able to see if the woman is pregnant, you know, regardless of whether she's large or not, you'll be able to see if the woman is pregnant, you know, especially if she's 7 months pregnant, like, come on now, that's not, and even then, if it's like, okay, you approaching them, that's what I mean, you do not approach, you don't know what that person got going on. What if she had a gun, and now you're in the hospital fighting for your life? But I'm like, and then it's like, on top of that, you don't put her baby in danger because of what? Some items, bruh. The thing is this. I had people, at my old job, because I worked at this cafe in Seattle. So I also had worked in Seattle. And I, even though, yeah, I worked in the building, but still, though, there were at times when some crazy people had stumbled up to our floor. But so, anyways, there was a time, all right, where we had to enforce some laws ourselves at our cafe because we didn't know who was stealing and we didn't know who was stealing and who wasn't stealing. But so anyways, we had to enforce this rule where if when people got like their box closed, because it was like, yeah, it was a cafe, so they had like these to-go boxes and all that stuff. So anyways, if they had their to-go box closed, they would have to just open it just to show us what they have. So there were some customers that I was cool with where I'm all like, hey, look, not me that's saying this, but it's, you know, it's management where you gotta open up your box now to, you know, so just so I can see what you have. And when I tell you, like, the customers I was cool with, when they had the most positive reaction possible, bruh, the most positive reaction. So this is from, like, I guess somewhat of a muscle memory. It's a weak muscle, but just from muscle memory, I imagine that it overall went like this. So they walk up. I'm like, hey, man, how's the weekend? How's the kids? You know, how's life going? All right, cool. So here's the thing. Not me that's saying this. Management. we got this new open box policy, they'll cut me off and be like, hey, bruh, say no more. I get it. I understand. So what? People in here stealing? I'm like, yeah, bro, you got people in here stealing bacon. You got people in here stealing other food, talking about, oh, I only got like some ice and some oxygen. And I'm like, all right, I guess you can go then. I'm like, you know, the ice don't really cost that much. But yeah, you know, I guess you can go. So, cool customers. I'm telling them what the situation is. They ain't got no problems with it. Matter of fact, there's been times, I remember there were times where they already know what the business is. And they all like, oh, wait, my fault. I've completely forgot. No, let me open up the box so you can see what I got. They wouldn't even trip about it. Because at the end of the day, they got no reason to steal. They're making money. So then there was the other customers. My thing is this, I ain't argue with them. I wasn't putting up no fight. I wasn't going to be like, no, you can't leave until you open. No, the thing is this, I would just make it make sense, all right? I would just overall make it make sense. And I had to say, like, I'm not really a people person, but I feel like that I can overall, like, you know, put a situation in my hands if it's needed to, you know? So the bad customers, the customers that were stealing. So they come up, box closed. I'm like, hey, so, and there was even no conversation. These were like the Kens and Karens of this cafe and stuff. So anyways, they'll come up. I'm like, hey, look, you know, you're gonna have to open up your box so I can see what food items you have. And it was like, why I gotta do that? I'm like, well, we do have a new rule here where it's like, you know, there's an open box policy and stuff. So yeah, it's like, I just gotta see what's inside the box, you know? It's like, well, I'm not stealing. I didn't say you were stealing. All I'm just asking for is for you to just open up the box and just show me what you have. Well, I'm not stealing. Okay, fam, calm down, because I'm not yelling at you, so there's no reason to yell at me. All you gotta do just to eliminate all of this is open a box. If my thing is this, if you're not stealing, you got nothing to hide. That's it. So I'm saying, if you really had just got this one item, show me, prove me wrong. Call me an idiot. Call me whatever you want to call me, but at least prove me wrong, bruh. That's it. That's all I asked for. They like angrily open up the box. I'm like, okay, you got that item. That's it. Was it that hard? My thing is this. I know for a fact that you're making more money than me because you got a better job than me. Bruh, if I could come in here, right, and pay for the food, I'm saying, bruh, like, it's something where it's like you got to sit down and think about it. It's like, really, really, bro? Like, you come on now. I'm saying, like, you know, I'm like, don't, please don't trip like that. Please do not trip like that. But so anyways, but I'm like, the thing is this, if they walk right up out of there, because we had some customers, they'll do that stuff too, where it's like they just get their food and then they just walk right out. And it's like, oh, all right, well, I guess they're not going to pay for that. All right. And the funny thing is like, no, there were at times though where the cooks, they would call them out on that, because no, the thing is this, I was a cashier. So it ain't like it, you know, it mattered, but at the same time, I wasn't going to be as mad about it than like the cooks. Like I remember because I think he was like, he was either like the head cook or he was a chef, but I call him a chef because I was like, he was somebody where I'm like, I looked at him as a chef. He was way too good at his job when it came to cooking some food and stuff. But anyways, you know what, I'm just gonna say his name just so people know who I'm talking about. His name, like, I'm sorry for putting you on, I'm not putting out his whole full name, but I'm just saying, like, you know, the Chef Mark, all right, man's name was Chef Mark. Regardless of whatever his job was, I call that man a chef. I mean, he probably was a chef, but I'm like, if he wasn't, like, they're like, oh, he was top of the line cook. No, that man was a chef, all right? So he probably is a chef today if he's still into cooking and things. But anyways, so there was a time, though, I remember where a customer, they tried to cheat us. And they got some, like, food, but they put it in a small box and made it seem like that they didn't get, like, a whole lot of food and stuff. So then that's when, Chef Mark, he comes up and he's all like, yeah, that big box. He was like, oh, you know, you forgot that over there. You know, you put it behind. Because we had, like, the salad bar area, there was, like, this, like, backspace where it was, like, you can put stuff back there and things. And, yeah, he put the box back there and was trying to hide it. So he got put on blast. And I know he wasn't going to do nothing because I'm like, look, that's one thing about Chef Mark. Chef Mark, he has some size. Me and him were about the same height, but he has some size to him. I was like, he definitely, he looked like somebody where it's like, nah, bro, I'll choke slam you in this cafe. He's like, like, don't play with me, bro. I'll choke slam you out here, right? So anyways, so yeah, dude, he just had like this embarrassing look. And so I'm like, all right, so I see what you're trying to do. Yeah, you're Tolo. He trying to get something to only get paid like $5 for it and stuff. But no, I'm like, you paying the full 10. I'm like, that's what you paying, bro. I'm like, no, that was funny. I was like, no, man, there are some funny things that had happened at that cafe. But with me, though, talking on me, I wasn't security. We had security. But even then, there was at times when they had to deal with some crazy people. They wasn't ambushing them in no corners and stuff. They wasn't pulling. I don't even think they had guns. That was the crazy thing about it. So I'm like, that situation, uncalled for. With the pregnant lady, 100% uncalled for. My friend situation, 100% uncalled for. Now, with this last one, now somebody did lose their life. Because they got shot by a Walgreens security guard. I almost said Walmart, but I probably did say Walmart at some point in time. I feel like I did. But anyways, Walgreens. Okay, Walgreens security. Let me just. I just want to look up the story real quick. Kills man. So, and this happened last year. So there was like San Francisco security guard who fatally shot, charged $1,500 in fines. That's crazy. Well, I imagine he probably lost his job, but it's like, fam, my thing is this. Even if that person is stealing, it's like, is it really, you know, worth it taking their life? My thing is this. I've seen people steal at my job. I've seen people steal at other jobs. I've been around theft, but I'm like, it's never a reason from the guy still in the cigarette cartons at Bartels, from the woman and her kids that stole some like $300 glasses. I'm trying to think of some other stuff. I'm saying like it should never be a reason to take somebody's life. And then if the crazy thing about it, it's like, okay, so my friend situation, putting that back in play, right? So let's say there's a customer where they had just walked in and I started accusing them of stealing. Fam, how you, my thing is this, we would have lost that that cafe, because it was like due to the pandemic, the cafe ended up having to shut down. But let's say I did that like first year I started working there, right, 2016, I would have put everybody out of a job, because I'm like, if I'm going around doing this to a bunch of different people, fam, and then if I'm taking somebody's life over it, yeah, there's 100% that cafe would have been shut down in 2016 when I had started working there. So that's why I'm like, yeah, bruh. You know, there's people in this world, and I'm like, and now I'm starting to think, I'm like, some of these people, I'm not gonna say all of them, but some of them might just be Walgreens security guards. And I'm like, and definitely Walgreens, they need to be under investigation, and the security businesses, they need to be under investigation too, and see how they overall be handling people, if they are stealing, or if they're not stealing. But if they're not stealing, it shouldn't even be a conversation. But if they are stealing, then it's like, how did you go about that? Because my thing is this. I know I'm not a security guard. I ain't got no security guard business. But I'm going to go based off of what I've seen professional security guards do, right? So let's say I'm working at a store. Let's say I am working at Walgreens. Let's say I'm a Walgreens security guard, right? Now, two people walk into the store. One goes and gets some medicine from the pharmacy section, and they walk out. Okay, cool. They most likely them pay for it or whatever the situation is. Ain't gonna question them. You have a nice day. They going about their business. Now you got Shady. Slim Shady. He come walking off up in there. Not the actual Slim Shady, but you just got somebody that's a little slim and they a little shady. That they come walking in and they looking around at stuff and you see them grab it, but they ain't getting no to go. Not to go, but a cart thing. You ain't see them get no cart, but they grabbing items. All of a sudden, it looked like they gained about 500 pounds from when they walked. I'm like, wait a second. That don't make no sense. They gained about 500 pounds walking in here. Nah, that ain't right. I'm like, excuse me, did you pay for those items? They take off running. Fam, I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what they got going on. I don't know what it is. My thing is this. If I'm not equipped to take out a person, like, I'm meaning, like, disarm, take out, all that stuff, I'm not gonna fool with that person. If my job is to be like, hey, you cannot come back in here, call the cops if I see you and all that other stuff. That's as far as it's going to go. So yeah, let's say they come in there, they steal a bunch of different items. I'm like, okay, I remember their face. I'm catching them on camera, taking their picture, all that stuff. They come back in there next week, same business. Hey, 911, send a cop over here. Somebody's at this Walgreens stealing. Cop shows up. Yes, this is that person. Here's a video of them stealing from last time. They got items on them that they didn't even pay for, all this other stuff. That's how you go about that. Why is that? Why is that so difficult to go about it that way versus you're ambushing a person that you don't even know? You're ambushing a person that's not even stealing. Yeah, you don't have to know everybody that goes in there. It's just like, so but regardless, you're ambushing somebody. They ain't did nothing. They ain't stole. They ain't did nothing. So it's like, how do you think that's going to look on paper? Yeah, it's like a lot of people are going to look at that and be all like, yeah, Walgreens and them security guards, they need to be investigated because something ain't right. So anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode and peace.